Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder Story. Today we have Max Cantilia, the founder of Zilliqa Group. And Max, you and I got to spend some time together in Singapore. We had a blast. What an incredible event. And seeing what you all are doing now is just amazing. Really, you've been at the forefront of a lot of emerging technologies like blockchain, Web3, Metaverse, others as well. And I know you're also a serial entrepreneur. You were born in Kenya, and I can't wait to hear all these things about you. And I'd like to dive into, what was the spark that made you want to be an entrepreneur?
By training, I'm actually an engineer. I'm an electronic engineer. I used to work on radar systems on fighter jets. And what I realized is that, firstly, I wasn't really cut out to work in a large company environment. Secondly, I had a desperate desire to be my own boss and to chart my own course. And this was at a time, by the way, when entrepreneurship wasn't so fashionable for young people. So it was quite a brave thing to do, age 23, 24, to launch into entrepreneurship.
So I've talked to a lot of founders on the show. When they started early, their parents weren't always liking it. Maybe they wanted them to be an engineer and continue. They didn't see business as a formidable profession. How were your parents and your family when you told them, I'm going to, you know, quit this thing, this sure thing, to do this unsure thing?
Actually, my parents were completely supportive. My father was himself a business person. My grandfather, before that, a business person, and always doing quite pioneering things. So actually, I think my father was quite delighted when I told him I didn't want to ride up the ladder in some large corporation and instead do something for myself. So actually, I was blessed to have full support, which is unusual, I can tell you.
Well, that's great. So you have a family of pioneers, which has led me to you, which you are a pioneer. You've been really at the face of emerging technologies for a while. So why did you see this as something that you really wanted to go into?
So in 2014, I fell in love with the idea of blockchain technology. And yes, that was on the back of hearing how Bitcoin was created on this technology, but I was much more interested in the underlying technology. And at that time, Daniel, I just foresaw a future where, which we now call Web3, we didn't back then, but I foresaw a future where we could build businesses on top of this technology called blockchain that would be able to do things for consumers that you couldn't do without that technology. And I knew it was going to take a very long time to get there. And then a year later in 2015, I discovered some groundbreaking research on scalability of blockchains at the National University of Singapore, and with a brilliant, brilliant young professor who actually come from UC Berkeley, not far from where you are today, I think. He had written some incredible papers on how to scale blockchain technology, how to make it safe and secure. And that really was the initial spark for what we call Zilliqa, which is our layer one blockchain and part of the Zilliqa Group of Ventures.
So Zilliqa Group is comprised of a few different companies.
Yes.
If you could, one, go into what are those companies, and then also, how was it as you scaled your company, knowing that, you know, you can't just do like one thing per se. You know, if you really want to scale and grow, you have to, you know, maybe acquire companies, start new companies within the group. How was it as you expanded the group?
Well, the first thing to say, Daniel, is that in 2015, I had a vision to build applications for big industry segments using this technology. But at that time, there was no context at all, because people really didn't know how this technology was going to get used. They had no idea. And so it's always a brave thing to do when you have a vision, but there is no example. There are no case studies. And to be fair, I actually stuck to my knitting. We built the the aim was to build the best technology that we could. It's like building a car engine, but there weren't any roads yet. And so instead of following what other layer one blockchains were doing, we just kept building the best possible technology that we could. And then I was waiting for that moment when we started to see sparks of utility in the marketplace. And really that took 5 years, because it was only in, I suppose, around 2020 when we heard the advent of those three letters, NF and T, that we started to see some real utility or use cases for blockchain. And so at around that time, Daniel, I became really excited, because I started to see how we could do things using a blockchain layer that you wouldn't be able to do without it. And if I may, in very simple terms, for me, Web 1 was about read. Web 2 was about read and write, because you now had social media. Web 3, for me, is about read, write, and own. You can now own assets that sit on this thing called a blockchain, and they belong to you. You can be the self-custodian of those assets. This, to me, is the most groundbreaking thing. And when I tell you, for example, that back in 2021, there was about $190 billion spent on in-game assets. So young people buying and selling, mostly buying in-game assets on social gaming platforms. And those assets didn't even belong to them, because these are Web2 platforms where whoever the owner is of that gaming company owns the asset, not the player or the user. And so for me, in Web3, the fact that you can own these assets and that is completely, authenticates ownership, it is, to me, it's very exciting.
So I've heard this quote, and I'm totally going to get it wrong, but it's like, you know, like business, in the beginning they see you as like crazy, and then you become a genius, right? Because your vision is so crazy that people can't understand that it could even be a thing, which is like you in the beginning, right? You had this vision, this technology that no one really even understood or knew how to use it, but you had this vision. And then you become the genius because it becomes more mainstream and usable. How was that journey along that? Because it was many years, it sounds like, from the vision to now. So how was that process, being you were so at the forefront?
It's been a roller coaster ride, if I'm being honest with you. There are days when you wake up and people are telling you that you are crazy, and that actually what you should be doing is just launching, NFTs or cartoon characters and creating NFTs out of them. But that isn't really what I wanted to do. I wanted to build applications for industry. And so I stuck with that vision. And again, it was actually during the COVID years, Daniel, when I started to really take a deep look at an industry that I'm very fond of, the luxury industry, where I started to talk to heads of big luxury brands about why this technology was going to become really important for them in the future. And of course, at that time, some people listened. Some people listened but didn't hear what I was saying. And then things that I had been prophesizing over the following few years started to actually become true. What do I mean by that? So, for example, during the COVID years, I would observe my nieces and nephews who would spend 5-6 plus hours a day on social gaming platforms, where their avatar would speak to the avatar of their friends. And they would be socializing as they would in person, but in this virtual world. Whereas people more of my age were happy every few weeks to be able to have a Zoom call with their friends and have a glass of wine. I saw something then that really got me excited, which was the fact that Gen Z and now Gen Alpha, you're probably one of the two of those I know, started to talk about how for them, Physical and digital were one and the same. They're singular. They are both as important as each other. And that really started to make me very interested in the way that Gen Alpha and Gen Zers were consuming, and how they were actually, attending events, listening to music, talking to their friends. And it was in this virtual world that we call the social gaming world. Do you know, today, 1 in 2.3 people on the planet is a social gamer. And that fact is just, it's extraordinary, but it is becoming more and more true, I would say. And so what led me to fashion our group of companies as we have is that there are really three components. So our back-end component is Zilliqa. And Zilliqa 2.0, which we are about to launch on mainnet in the coming months, I think is a real game changer for many different reasons, but particularly in terms of usability and accessibility. I think it's a real game changer. Secondly, I think that having a front end, and we call our front end business MetaMinds, which is actually a metaverse or spatial web business that builds beautiful environments for luxury brands, which is something we're doing right now. And then alongside those two businesses, we have a gaming studio, because I think gaming and gamification of experiences with a metaverse front end and a Web3 layer, which allows you to own assets, hold them in your wallet, trade them, sell them, you know, layer DeFi products around them, is how all of this really starts to come alive. Because I can tell you that if you spend more than 5 minutes talking to a luxury brand about proof of work or proof of stake, big yawns happen and they have no idea what you're talking about. But as soon as you have an immersive layer where we are now creating beautiful environments that look like the real world, then people become very excited about what could happen in the future. So that's the structure of this group of companies. Each of the group companies has its own CEO. They're incredible people, and all working together now as an orchestra to really help to bring some very interesting use cases to life.
No, I love how you have your mission, your core vision still, and now you have these three companies that come together, like you said, in a synergy, and they work. They each one work together to get to that place. How do you see the future? What are you most excited about in 5 to 10 years? Because you've seen the future in the past, and now we're here. So what are you looking at? We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. We want this already done, streamlined in one place, leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. Its matching engine is constantly learning your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Founders Story. Just go to Indeed.com/Founders Story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Founders Story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey everyone, I'm sure you've heard me talk about Rosetta Stone. It's the most trusted language learning program available on desktop and as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. That's why Rosetta Stone is different. It is trusted by millions of people. And the great thing is, you don't have to learn by memorizing. You're truly learning to speak, listen, and think in that new language. I'm currently learning Spanish, since we are going to be expanding to doing interviews here in Spanish, and I want to be fluent. So I can deliver incredible, amazing conversations. And then when I travel, I want to be able to take those languages where I go. Plus, with Rosetta Stone, they have a built-in true accent speech recognition feature, which is like having a personal trainer for your accent, ensuring you sound authentic. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Founder Story listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. T-O-D-A-Y. Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001, SOC, GDPR, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 8,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Our audience gets a special offer of $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/founders. That's vanta.com/founders for $1,000 off. Now back to the show.
What I'm really excited about is, for example, in Singapore, when I met you at Token 2049, we announced the beginnings of a partnership with the Cardano ecosystem. And it's actually one of the very, very few examples of a layer one working together with another layer one. And for me, people in the blockchain space that behave and act like monopolists don't have a place in this kind of decentralized world. You know, this is a decentralized space. So I'm hoping to see much more interoperability between chains. It's a bit like saying, you know, when the internet was born, it's a bit like saying, well, I can't, if I have a Gmail address and you have a Yahoo address, we can't communicate, you know, it's that kind of thinking. But I'm pleased to see that players in the space are beginning to think about interoperability, about how people can bridge assets and do a lot more in this kind of blockchain driven application space. Because, you know, there are about 617 million wallets out there, and only 5% of them are actively used. So for an entrepreneur, this is an opportunity. You know, entrepreneurs jump on data like this and say, okay, how do we bring more usability to this space? And I think that we're seeing it. Blockchains are becoming more scalable. Transaction costs are absolutely plummeting. I believe that gas fees will have to go to zero at some point. They have to. But that means that blockchain projects have to be building things that have utility that can be commercialized. So this is what I'm hoping for. And what I'm really hoping for is that in 5 to 7 years' time, just as we saw in the mid-90s when the internet became a thing, is I'm hoping that not just Gen Zers and Gen Alphas, but people of all ages will be using applications that have a blockchain or Web3 sitting underneath them, and they won't even know that they're using that technology. That's what I'm hoping for.
Wow. Well, you know, the fact that you've been doing this for almost a decade and all of the things that you predicted came true, I see in another decade that you and I will have another conversation and we'll be like, hey, you remember in 2024 when you said this? Well, now it's coming true. But I'm very inspired by your story, what you've been able to accomplish. Also, the fact that you're very global and you guys are in you know, all these different continents and countries. And like you said, you're really solving a problem, which I think as entrepreneurs, right, like we really seek to solve problems. And that is really inspiring. But if people want to get in touch with you, they want to find out more information about the Zilliqa Group, how can they do so?
Max@zilliqa.com, or look me up on LinkedIn and send me a message.
Well, Max, always great chatting with you. Can't wait to see you at whatever the next event that we get to meet at, because I know you speak at like a ton of the great events. And I've heard you speak, and it's fantastic. So I hope anyone out there, watch Max, check him out, go to the next event, see him and meet him in person. But thank you so much for joining us today on Founder Story.
Thank you, Daniel. It's been a pleasure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.